Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam. Sorry, my microphone's not coming on. How are you today?
Good morning. Terribly well, thank you. Although I watched the cricket, which is why I'm not quite as unbelievably well as I might have been.
Sorry, man. We needed this. We really needed this.
It was a good game.
Yeah. Talk to me about some of your stories here. I'm not surprised by this at all, but an alarming rise in white supremacist propaganda in the United States.
Alarming is the word, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. As reported by the Anti-Defamation League, they say incidents of white supremacist material being spread, essentially propaganda and in some cases recruiting literature, has risen, well, pretty much doubled last year, or as the Americans like to put it, rose by 120%. But it had already doubled on the previous year anyway, so that's a double doubling. And they say that there's one particular group in Texas that's been responsible for two-thirds of all the propaganda, and a lot of it, excuse me, is classic white supremacist neo-Nazi nonsense stuff, which is essentially anti-Jewish, anti-black, anti-minority, anti-Muslim, anti-immigration, particularly anti-non-white immigration. The whole catalogue of hatred is right there in all this stuff. Yeah, LGBT as well, as you say. Yeah, absolutely. And what they're saying is that those white supremacist groups, I mean, they're often just, you know, a bunch of idiots sat around a table, but the fact is they formalize these things and make it so much worse, and they're actively recruiting people across the United States, and that's what particularly concerns officials, and indeed in particular the Anti-Defamation League.
And we should be careful not to call them idiots, because once they are organized, of course, it becomes very serious, and it can allow us to dismiss the gravity of and seriousness with which they approach their views.
I take back the word idiots then.
I'm just, you know, Hillary Clinton learned the hard way. So the Commonwealth problem, what is happening there?
Well, yeah, this is in particular the bureaucratic bit that runs the Commonwealth as an organization, excuse me, from London, the Commonwealth Secretariat. And essentially, three countries have now decided to pull funding of the Secretariat because of alleged dodgy practices. So the UK has joined Australia and New Zealand and saying, hang on a moment, what are you up to? What are you doing? The Secretariat was found to have waived their own rules 50 times last year on certain business deals. And the Secretary General of this body, Lady Scotland, is accused of awarding a lucrative consultancy to a company run by a friend. I suppose that can happen, that your friend happens to be in, but I suppose the point is what the external auditors have said is there needs to be more openness, more fairness, and certainly more efficiency. And lest we forget, we sometimes sort of knock the Commonwealth off as a bit of a second-rate, you know, distant cousin or poor relation of some sort to other organizations around the world. But the Commonwealth covers 32 nations, a third of the world's population, and ultimately billions of dollars worth of trade, travel and sport between you and us and everyone else.
Right, and declarations really make a difference.
Yes, exactly. And you don't want the head of this thing or the sharp end of this thing, therefore, being corrupt in any way, do you?
No, you definitely don't. But, you know, you know what's happened in my country, so I know all about this. Australia's wildlife, what are the concerns that are happening here?
Yeah, we sort of knew it, didn't we? But they put some numbers on it now, essentially. Australia, looking at what the bushfires did to wildlife, that they say, and by the way, the wildfires, they still believe, should be extinguished within the next couple of days or so. 5 months, though. 5 months of havoc from these things. They estimate that something like 1.3 billion animals have perished. Australian officials identified 113 animal species which will need urgent help after their numbers and habitats were devastated. And, of course, Australia being Australia, a lot of these things are unique to that country. People may have oohed and aahed a bit over the poor homeless koalas and wallabies, which have made a desperately sad sight, and there's one the other day, I think, of a kangaroo hopping through floodwater, which on the one hand is quite funny, on the other hand is awful when you think that that kangaroo is desperate and doesn't know where to go.
Yeah, totally.
But there are also a lot of less cuddly creatures in dire need, and according to the Aussies, 17 other mammals, 13 species of bird, 20 reptiles, 17 types of fish, and 22 species of crayfish. I had no idea there were that many species of crayfish. Anyway, they're all under threat as a result of the wildfires.
Yikes. All right, we'll keep a close eye on that. 150 billion is a big number. Thank you so much, Adam Gilchrist. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
You're on. Talk to
you then.